All right, do you travel by train? Do you travel regularly by train? If you do, you'd know, especially in after-hours circumstances, at night, for instance, you get so many galoots that come onto the train and are prepared to pick a fight, are prepared to harass others, and more particularly women. The Bureau of Crime Statistics show that assaults are on the rise, with 24 indecent assaults on men and a whopping 142 indecent attacks on women in the past 12 months to September. Wow. Wow, that's more than two a day. That's extraordinary. The data has prompted the Rail, Tram and Bus Union to suggest women would be safer if the state government introduced women-only carriages to protect them from thugs, perverts and offenders on public transport. The National Secretary of the Rail, Tram and Bus Union, Bob Nanva, is behind the proposal for so-called pink carriages. I'd be very interested to hear what women thought about the idea on 131873, but Bob's on the line right now. Hi there, Bob.
G'day, Chris.
All right, it's not the first time that you've been pushing this. How close are we and what sort of response are you getting from government about this concept?
Oh, well, look, we're not really getting much traction from the government, and frankly, I just think they've got their head stuck in the sand. There are some real figures that would make anyone's toes curl, and you've mentioned some of them, but there are others. In 2015 alone, there were 540 reported assaults and other sexual offences on the railways alone. That is an average of 50 per month. And to do nothing about this is not an option. And in between that time, what the government has done is they have slashed 600 transit officers, they've slashed 150 security guards, they've promised to put more police on and haven't delivered. And all the while, they stick their head in the sand and say, well, we're not really going to take up this option that the union's putting forward.
So if you don't like the option of a pink carriage, you've got to do something else, and that is not cutting and slashing transit police numbers or police that should patrol trains. You've got to try and help these people who are being assaulted.
Absolutely. Well, look, Chris, when we first ran this campaign, we were inundated with young women who do shift work, who have to get on a train after their shift at 10 o'clock at night and go to some far-flung places like, you know, Penrith or Liverpool.
Yeah.
And frankly, they don't feel safe at night, nor would I.
Mm.
And for the government to just turn around and say, well, look, we don't think this is a serious enough issue, we're going to cut staff, and we're not going to do anything by way of these safe carriages.
It's pathetic.
Is really quite pathetic.
Okay. Before you go any further, let's talk about safe carriages. Now, you have women-only carriages in India, but you also cite the fact that in Germany and Japan, they have these nighttime safe carriages, which are reserved for women and children. Is that right?
That's correct. So, look, these carriages have been trialled in lots of other countries, in Brazil, in Israel, India, Taiwan, Indonesia, Germany and Japan. But they've trialled them, they've seen that they've been a success, and then they've implemented them. And for the life of me, it won't cost a great deal of money to do. For the life of me, I can't work out why we wouldn't just have a go in Australia and try it here.
If someone wanted to assault a woman in a safe carriage, why couldn't they do so? What's in the safe carriage that prevents them doing that, though?
Okay, for starters, it'd be tightly monitored. So you'd have CCTV cameras in there that are monitored. They'd be located near guards, so guards would keep a watchful eye. We'd be calling for transit officers and police to keep a watchful eye on that carriage as well. And you'd have the stress button. So it would be far more managed and controlled.
You know, when I first heard about this, and I'm sitting on the fence. I don't get splinters too often on any issue, but I get splinters on this one because you've cited some countries there, primarily third world countries, but Germany and Japan not being third world countries. You've cited countries that do have these safe carriages, and therefore it's an admission in their country that they cannot mix genders.
Sure.
It is a sad state of affairs if we are considering the same thing here, that we can't have women and men in the same place at the same time.
Sure, Chris, I agree with you. And in an ideal world, you wouldn't need something like this. And I wake up every day as the union secretary representing transport workers, hoping that these scumbags that make our workforce's life a misery would just disappear. But the reality is they aren't. They're hijacking the system. We have vulnerable groups of passengers, particularly young women at night, that are getting assaulted, and we need to do something about it. Now, if this isn't the answer, what is? Mm. Will the government come to the table and put more cops on the beat?
Mm. Yeah,
will
exactly.
They put more transit officers on the beat?
Yeah, exactly.
Frankly, they aren't doing it, but we need to do something.
All right.
This is a proposal.
Okay. Good on you, Bob. Thank you.
Good on you, Chris.
He mounts a very good argument, doesn't he? He mounts a very good argument. And it's not just India or some of the other third world countries where, you know, civility towards women is not up to scratch. We're talking Germany and Japan, where they've trialled this stuff and it works. Reserved for women and children. It's a sad state that we would have to consider it here. But what do you do if they're starting to slash the numbers of those who patrol our trains? If you've got a decent problem, then this is more than a decent problem. Why are you slashing numbers? Is money ahead of keeping people safe? I think it might be in the case of the New South Wales government. 131 873